Before we get started with this episode, I wanted to let you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. In honor of this, I'm making my signature course, Resiliency Sprint, 50% off just for podcast listeners. You also get lifetime access to CBT Family Toolbox, over 100 activities, resources, and ideas to bring cognitive behavioral tools to your family. Head to childanxietysupport.com/resiliencysprint to learn all about this foundational course. And when you sign up, use code PODCAST to get 50% off both the coached and uncoached versions. This offer is only good till May 31st, so make sure you sign up now. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Child Anxiety Fact Podcast. My name is Dawn Friedman, and I'm the owner of Child Anxiety Support, a membership for parents of anxious kids. I have my master's in clinical counseling and additional postgraduate training in child anxiety disorders, including exposure and response prevention, and the Supportive Parenting for Anxious Childhood Emotions Program, or SPACE program, which was designed by Dr. Ellie Lebowitz at the Yale Child Study Center. I'm also certified in infant toddler mental health. FACT stands for Frequently Asked Questions, and each week I'll be answering your questions about childhood and teen anxiety. Let's get started. Last week, we talked about whether or not co-sleeping causes separation anxiety and concluded that no, it's more complicated than that. And this week's question is related, so I scheduled them right next to each other. This one is it better to make my anxious child sleep on their own? Let's go through the whole question with some details disguised to protect the confidentiality of the family asking the question. They have an older child, older elementary, who wants to sleep with the parents because when they sleep alone, they wake up afraid and then they come in. The parents find this disruptive for everyone, but also want to be supportive. They want to know, is it better to ask their child to sleep on their own even when they're scared? Or is it better to give in and let them climb into the bed? As I said last week, this is a super common question, so it's no surprise it came up from two different families in the audience so close together. Now, let's get away from better as an adjective because it implies a worse. Instead of asking, is it better to do this or that, let's say, which is more effective in supporting my child in their anxiety? Now, you might remember that last week I said that if a family is happy co-sleeping, then great, go for it. But this family is not, and I totally understand. It's okay to want to sleep by yourself. Will you be doing your child damage if you insist on it, even if they're scared? No. Let me explain more about that. Sometimes parents share their concern that asking their child to face their fears will be traumatizing. So let's talk about it. First, let's consider the context of the parent-child relationship. Is this a relationship where the child is getting their basic physical and emotional needs met? Like, are you supplying food, clothing, shelter, and good emotional support? Is this relationship a safe place for your child to share their feelings? Is it safe for them to be less than perfect? Is there unconditional positive regard, a general love, respect, and acceptance for the child themselves? And note, this does not mean blanket approval for their behavior or every little thing they do. It means for themselves, for who they are. So it's perfectly okay to grouch about them leaving their dirty dishes in the sink, and it's okay to not want them to climb into bed with you. Rejecting behaviors is not the same thing as rejecting them. In a generally loving, respectful relationship where children are generally getting their needs met, there is not just room to demand more of them, like that they learn to sleep alone and do the dishes, it's also necessary. It is not traumatizing to be reminded that children are separate from their parents. They are meant to grow and to outgrow us. If they rely on us too much, beyond what is developmentally appropriate, that is more likely to damage them than if we push. Gently but firmly pushing our kids is part of parenting. It's a tricky balance. We want to push enough that the reluctant growers learn to grow, but not so much that we push them beyond that which they are capable. And that's where parents of anxious kids get stuck. Some kids love to grow, they rush to independence, and other kids cling. How do we deal with the clingers? I want you to lean on that loving, respectful relationship you've built. When they're toddlers, we stop them from running into the street, even if they really want to, even if it makes them really mad, right? We protect them and ask them to learn the rules by reminding them, and they grow. They grow and they learn the rules and they learn not to run into the street. They might hate us in the moment, but they don't hate us. It doesn't hurt the relationship. They're resentful in the moment, but it does not harm the relationship and create permanent resentment. Not when it's in a container of general love and acceptance. Likewise, an anxious child who wants to co-sleep is not going to like it if their parents say no. But that doesn't mean the parents should automatically say yes. Instead, the parents can set those boundaries. When we say no to the anxious child, we are saying, I believe you have the capacity to handle this. I believe you have the capacity to grow through it. Now, some kids do need more support. They need us to help them make a plan. That's where the Child Anxiety Support Program comes in. It's what it's all about. It's about making that plan with all the information and research we have about anxiety, with all the lessons I offer for you to better understand your child, and then executing that plan. With lots of help and opportunities to share anti-anxiety skills with your child. So, just know that if you're struggling with the whole making a plan thing. Every once in a while, people reach out to me and say, how do I do this? And I can't really answer on a short podcast or even a short email. That's when joining Child Anxiety Support makes sense, because that truly is what Child Anxiety Support is all about. But back to trusting your relationship with your child. What we know, and the research bears out, is that connection mitigates trauma. This is something Bruce Perry teaches about in his neurosequential model. I'm going to simplify it by a lot with this example. Imagine you have two young children who both lost their homes in a fire. One child has been in and out of foster care, does not have a strong relationship with a caregiver, and the other child is in a home with a loving, supportive, and consistent, good enough caregiver. We know that the child without strong relationships is going to struggle more with the trauma of the fire, while the child who does have those safe, consistent caregivers is going to show more resiliency. That's because we are built to withstand challenge in the context of appropriate community. It doesn't mean we won't have struggles. It doesn't mean that losing your house in a fire won't bother you, but it means that this child, with the loving, supportive container, has greater capacity to heal. Your child, in that loving, respectful, good enough relationship you have worked so hard to build, can handle hard things like facing their anxiety. It doesn't mean they'll like it. It doesn't mean they'll be thrilled when you push them, but it does mean that with a developmentally appropriate and clear plan, strong supports, and realistic expectations, that they can indeed handle it. When we don't make a plan, when we continue to let their anxiety guide the family decision-making, we are far more likely to be causing harm, because what we're doing is telling them that they're right. They can't handle it. They aren't strong enough. It's too dangerous. Now, this doesn't mean just kicking them out of the bedroom and telling them on their own. Remember, it's a plan. The plan says, I know it'll be tough, but you can handle it. Here's what you can do instead. The plan says, you are strong enough. Here are some of the skills you can draw on. The plan says, you are safe and protected. Again, if you're having a hard time creating and or sticking with a plan, that's what Child Anxiety Support is all about. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. If you have a question you would like me to answer on the show, please go to childanxietysupport.com/FAQ. And if you'd like to learn more about the Child Anxiety Support membership, please go to childanxietysupport.com. The membership offers courses, live events, and community to help you design a personalized program to free your family from the trap of child anxiety. I hope you'll consider subscribing to the podcast and sharing it with any friends or family who you think might find it helpful. You can get more of my child anxiety content over at Instagram, where I'm Dawn Friedman, MSED, or on Facebook at the Child Anxiety Support page. Thanks again, and have a great week.